With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Use of the Signal messaging app is being investigated at the Pentagon. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Defense Department's acting inspector general announced he will review Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of Signal to convey plans for a recent military strike in Yemen. The review will also look at other defense officials' use of the publicly available encrypted app, which is not able to handle classified material and is not part of the Pentagon's secure communications network. Hegseth's use of the app came to light when a journalist was added to a text chain by the president's national security advisor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, just a terrible weekend weather pattern.
16 deaths were reported early Sunday after storms swept across the U.S. South and Midwest. Saturday's heavy rains and flash floods prompted emergencies from Texas to Ohio. 10 of the 16 deaths were reported in Tennessee alone. Meteorologist Frank Bereda with the National Weather Service says most parts of lower Ohio and the lower Mississippi Valley are now in the major to moderate flood stage.
Those impacts are unfortunately going to continue here for the next several days, as you know, all that water that has fallen continues to flow into the rivers.
As storms gradually move east throughout Sunday, Pereira says some areas could receive 2 to 4 inches of rain or more. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Another child in West Texas has died from the measles. First death in the U.S. in a decade was an unvaccinated youngster 2 months ago in Lubbock. An adult in New Mexico has also died from the disease. Jay North, the actor known as Dennis the Menace, has passed away after battling cancer. A spokesman says that North died earlier today at the age of 73. This is SRN News. A new poll tracks the worries that Christian parents are grappling with these days.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades, and the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they are single or in same-sex relationship. Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. That proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament soon as part of a broader civil code reform. This is SRN News. It looks as though we may be headed for a very busy wildlife season this year.
Across the country, many communities marked record dryness between December and the end of February. Snowpack was nearly non-existent in some spots, and vegetation was left tinder dry. All comprise ingredients for elevated wildfire risk. Firefighters and fire managers recently participated in an annual Wildfire Academy in Arizona, where training covered everything from air operations to cutting back brush and building fire lines. There's a consensus that crews will be busy throughout the spring and summer. John Scott reporting.
Learning more now about some of the books that have been pulled from the library at the Naval Academy. They include The Histories of Feminism, Civil Rights, and Racism, and Maya Angelou's autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, among the nearly 400 volumes removed from the library earlier in the week. More details at srnnews.com.